Moron.
An exciting
moron. 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 I'm not a moron. That's not a nice way to start the show.
Hello, everybody. I'm on HGTV. How's everybody look? The Good Day program is on the air right now. Subscribe to our philosophy of life, which is all about health and healing. It's about peace. Our priorities are family, country, business, going for it, mutual trust, Richie. Like that? Yeah. All right, so here we are anyway. Well, there I am. But why is it's a still picture? I'm looking at DougStephan.com.
Oh, you need to hit the play button.
I hit the play button.
To actually start.
And then I see an egg dropping or somebody. What is it?
Yeah, a commercial. Once it takes you to the Ustream feed, a commercial will play through Ustream. That's who we feed the show through. And then your video will start about 15 seconds.
So I could be like the people that call us. There's a 7 or 8 second delay when they call, and they like to leave the speaker up. Or
that's about exactly what the delay
is. Right now, so I'll look at this, and it will not be me in
it
real time.
It will be you 7 seconds ago.
Right, so I'll get confused. I'll get annoyed. But it still is there it is. Okay. Yeah. And then there underneath it is an ad for.
Yeah, you can click on the X.
Tubs.
Right. You can click on the X and make that.
Get rid of that going.
Away, yeah.
Okay. There it is. All right. Hi, Def. Tomorrow will be two of us back on the screen. You'll have this because I'll be back on the farm.
Yeah, I just don't have two cameras set up in this particular studio. So.
All right. Well, so this
I give you my camera.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, who is the Queen of Cheap, along later on in the hour with today's exciting installment. Jennifer and I have lots to talk about when it comes to television, including what happened on American Idol last night. So another great American day is upon us. The news media this morning certainly focusing on the deficit and the president and what he said, yada, yada, yada. Secondary story, which seems to be intriguing many people, yet another air traffic controller fell asleep on the job.
Another one?
Another FAA fiasco. This is Reno, Nevada. A controller fell asleep on the job the other night. There was a medical flight, medical emergency, three people on board forced to land without assistance at the Reno Tahoe Airport after the controller on duty failed to respond to repeated contacts from the plane. The plane landed. You don't need somebody in the tower in order to be able to land. It's just nice to know there's somebody there.
Yeah.
That cares, let's get the plane.
They kind of tell you, there's another plane coming, too. Maybe you should wait.
Yeah. All right, so how many mishaps have there been? We had the plane running into the other plane.
You know what, though? This is like, remember the shark attacks from like 3 or 4 years ago?
Yes, every day. They all happened in a bunch.
They didn't all happen in a bunch.
They all got reported.
You heard about them.
The news decided this was story of the week.
I'm guessing this stuff goes on all the time.
Sure,
we never
it
heard
does.
About it before.
And that's why the FAA right now this week is going, obviously we're managing these overnight shifts poorly and working these people too hard because they're sleeping. So what we need to do now is always make sure that there are two people on shift, and we need to look at the hours that we're making them work so that they're not falling asleep.
You know what?
I'm
not buying the second part of that argument. If that's what they get hired on to do, that's part of the job. You sleep, you get your rest. A fellow works overnight.
I would agree, but obviously something's a problem.
So here's there's a problem, and it's management if they haven't got it straightened out. Eric, the guy that works overnight he has a day job. He goes home after he gets off work at 5 o'clock, sleeps, goes to work at noontime, and works for 5 or 6 hours at his other job, comes home, sleeps for a couple of hours, and comes to work here.
He's got a weird schedule.
Well, but that's the job. That's the deal. That's what you do. It's not this mamby-pamby pandering to people who can't figure out how to make their lives work. I haven't got a lot of sympathy for this, frankly. Your job is to be on duty and alert. At the FAA tower, that's what you're getting paid for. Hello, you don't want a job? Then stay home. But don't expect to be treated differently now because we have these people who are irresponsible. What has been, I'd like to know, if some investigative reporter would do a good job on this, I'd like to know what the history is in these towers, whether there have been two and then they reduced because they had to cut back the budget to one, or was it always one and they just have people that don't get it? that are working the job? That's what I think that's a reasonable question to ask, isn't it?
Thank you, Rich.
I thought it was a reasonable
question. I got your back.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Yes, boss.
Okay, so now I have made a discovery. What did I do with
the, it's right there.
Where?
There.
Where is
Does
it?
He have his minor zone. Headgear on?
Where is that the CD from the Beach Boys that I had that I gave to Michael?
You gave it to Michael.
Yeah, but I put it down. I think I put it down over there.
Oh, here. It's right here.
Hold Michael, bring that into me, will you, please? Here's I found traveling across the country. Thank you. Michael Fortier, also known lovingly as Mrs. Fortier. They're all chilly up here, Jennifer and Roberta, because I have this thermostat set at 67.
You can hang meat. I usually run the thermostat.
67?
It's not that cold.
No. A wimp.
Too cold for me.
It's probably 46, 47 degrees in here right now.
Why does the thermostat say 67?
You know, thermostats don't actually say the actual temperature.
What do they say then?
They don't say anything.
Guide.
They read. They can't talk.
Read
say equals read.
Yeah.
There's an indicator on it. It says
Trust
67.
Me. It ain't
That's
no 67 degrees in there.
What a bunch of
You know, my dad loves a cold, and so he'll change my day job into a meat locker, too. So much so that my hand will cramp up when I'm typing.
I can't believe I like it chilly, but, man, it's good. You can hang in this joint.
I'm used to it up until a certain point.
Can I set this up now?
Okay.
All right. So somebody sent me, and I don't know who it was. They know I love the Beach Boys. So I can hold this up. Richie, does this come up on the camera well enough?
Sure.
Can you focus on this?
Yeah.
This is a two-CD set. Of course, they don't have any CDs here at Radio America because they're so technologically adept. Nobody, of course, uses CDs
anymore. Why do we need CD players?
Because to get the stuff off of this CD.
You put it in a computer.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, we did that. I was fascinated. Roberta, you're going to love this. This is a history, an audio history of the Beach Boys from when they started in Hawthorne, California. Their first rehearsals in 1957 actually are on this CD.
Wow.
And it brings it through 1968. So what I've selected here is the real story behind the recording of Barbara Ann. So we're going to hear how all the pieces fit together for this recording in just a moment. It just is, it's such a neat in the sort of inside the studio. You know how they have the inside the actor studio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is, I would love to do this for somehow or other. I wish we could create a show, Richie, that we could every week have an hour with some of the great musicians and do inside the studio with the musicians. Anyway, so we'll take you back to, this is, I believe, either 63 or late 63, early 64. It's around the holidays. And the reason I know that is because this record is actually done at a party they're having at Brian's house. He has the recording studio in his house. They're having a party, and I'll give you the rest of the story in a moment. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details. At Clinique, color is in bloom. See for yourself at Macy's. It's Clinique bonus time, and the best of spring beauty is free with your purchase of $21.50 or more. It's your choice and our treat. A violet or pink color collection with eyeshadow, blush, and a Can't Buy It Anywhere lipstick and gloss duo. There are other goodies, too. All free with your Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. That's a $60 value. Clinique bonus now at Macy's. Skin is just happier here. Come find out why. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for the mature eye care professional.
All right, coming up, a quickie quiz. Now, are we going to have time for this here, Richie?
Or we say, we can fit the first part.
Okay. So here's the story. This CD highlights the careers of Mike Love and the Wilson brothers. There were Al Jardine. There were three Wilson brothers, Dennis, Brian, and I don't remember who's the third one.
I don't know. That
Carl.
Carl's not
Carl
Wilson.
Yeah, there's Carl Wilson. There's Carl, and there's Brian, and there's
Dennis is dead.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, they're having a party. Most of the stuff they did was recorded at Brian's home. Brian is the real genius behind the Beach Boys. No
Absolutely.
Question
yeah.
about
mm-hmm.
it. Real
right.
unbelievable genius. So he's getting everybody, and he makes friends with Jan and Dean. So at Christmas time, Dean Torrance comes over to the house, and they're talking about the hit that Dean and Jan and Dean have that Brian wrote.
And at Brian's record company, I think
right.
it was Columbia
yeah.
or CBS.
Barbara Ann. So Alan and Dennis start talking about Barbara Ann. And again, remember, this is a party Christmas time at Brian's house, and Dean Torrance has just shown up.
And here's California Al Jardine.
Now, this next thing we'd like you to hear is called Barbara Ann.
Well, hello. I just got here. I was a little late for the show, and my name's Dennis. And a lot of people stopped in that day, you know, that night. We made the record. One of the fellows from Jan and Dean sang on that, the high part, the part that was off-key. And our road manager came in that night, and we had some. It was a real party, as a matter of fact.
Ba 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 what?
This is great stuff.
Okay. There goes the surfer. Right.
It's awful nice to have you at our party, but
nice,
we don't want you.
Awful nice to you to arse me, since I live here.
Hey, wait a second. You can talk with us, but you can't sing with us.
Yeah, they didn't want him to sing.
You can't sing with us.
I can talk
what
with you. I'll tell.
Everybody write in and say
no,
who's the secret singer.
Hey, nobody.
Start the song. We have enough chatter to build
nobody
up to
say
it. Start it again. Let's make a real cooker now.
Let me do my
Let's
favorite
do a,
song.
I'm going to do your shtick.
My favorite shtick. Yeah, I'm going to do a Jan and Dean number now.
Cowtown.
Here we go.
I'm just teasing you with this a little bit. Before we get to Roberta, I don't know whether we do this. Maybe we'll do this at 21 past, and we'll save the American Idol stuff for the after Roberta does her own trip. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Went to a dance, looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
It's 9.
All right. Let's go back to where we were before. The Good Day program at 23 after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli and her Queen of Cheap Act. I'm looking at what the things we're saving today. Yeah, pretty good routine. You've had a good run this week. Free coffee, free French fries today. All right. We've had lots of deals. Free ice cream, free glasses this week. 80% off restaurant.com, all kinds of exciting things. And by the way, Shelley Palmer, who's another one of our experts on the world of technology, has a story about online advertising revenue and what's going on in comparison to newspaper. You'll be fascinated to hear how that's all working out. Not too well for the for the newspapers. Now, before we do that, though, in American Idol and The Focus, Jennifer and I will talk about what happened last night, some of the other TV news coming up as well. We are taking an excerpt from the history of the Beach Boys and the session. I wish you could listen. I'd like to someday, Richie, take a whole hour and just kind of pick the pieces out of this because it's so fascinating to most people.
Yeah,
no matter how old
stuff.
You are, you know the Beach Boys. Everybody knows who the Beach Boys are. And as a matter of fact, my children who are in their 30s loved the Beach Boys as they grew up. So anyway, they're having a session at Brian's house and a Christmas party. And so Dean Torrance of Jan and Dean, who's a friend, very close friend of Brian's, shows up for the party. They've just had, keep in mind, they just had this hit. Jan and Dean had a hit with a song Brian wrote called Bar, 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 Ann. They had the hit. And the Beach Boys are, they're not ticked, but, you know, they're kind of teasing him because they want to take a shot at it because it sounds, you know, it's their music. And so here they are at the party trying to figure out how to get the song going, in fact. Go ahead, Richie.
All right, here we go. Ba 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 Baran. What? Okay, there goes the surfer. Surfer.
Right. They've had a little too much to drink.
Off of my sweet jars. Since I live here. Hey, wait a second. You can talk with us, but you can't sing with us. Oh.
Can't sing with us.
I can talk
don't
with you.
Tell.
I'll tell.
Everybody write in and say
no,
who's the secret singer.
Hey, nobody.
Start the song. We have enough chatter to build up. Let's start it again.
Shut up and play the music.
Let me do my favorite song.
I'm going to do your shit.
Yeah, I'm going to do a Jan Dean number now.
Cowtown.
Here we go.
Ba, ba, ba. 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 Oh, ba, ba.
To a dance, looking for romance, saw a bobber and so I thought I'd take a chance. Bobber and
bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber
and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and
bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bobber and bob Voice that he's got.
The song is originally done by the Regents in 1961, written by Fred Fassert.
Was it? I thought the Brian did it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is when they stop. Because they're not happy with Rick. Oh, listen. But this is how they quickly get in, how so easily, Richie, they get into it. And it's, I find that fascinating.
Hey, that is great sounding, really.
Thank you for playing, sir.
See, this is the fun stuff when you're a musician. Just to go sit there jam and just figure things out.
See what they come up with.
Try Peggy Sue.
They don't even know what the words are.
Oh, I mean, you're not stage, right? No, he's doing great with me.
This is how great music is made.
It really is. I think this is a great insight into this whole thing.
But how good they sound, just fooling around, right?
Exactly, yeah. 28 after a good day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, for the first time in history, online advertising revenue surpassed newspapers. With a 15% increase from last year, online advertising brought in $26 billion versus $22.8 billion from newspapers. The double-digit growth during an economic recession suggests that even more dollars will be shifted online. In other news, a recent study by the World Economic Forum reveals that the United States trails behind four other countries in its use of computer and telecom technology. Sweden, Singapore, Finland, and Switzerland are 2010's leaders based on qualifiers like registered patents, mobile device usage, and venture capital. The United States also ranked 52nd in math and science education. And finally, IBM is working on smartphone technology that could help alleviate your commute. IBM is currently testing the software with the California Department of Transportation. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
There's no guarantee your new proposal will be approved by your biggest client. No guarantee your son will win his lacrosse tournament. We live in a world where guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
It is a good day. It's now 33 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program in the studios of our originating network, Radio America. Richie's on one side of the glass. I'm on the other side of the glass. That's what you're seeing if you're following us at DougSteffens.com. We're just going through the history of Barbara Ann, as done by Jan and Dean and the Regents and the Beach Boys. I was thinking we could change the lyrics to Charlotte Ann.
Are we surfers? Oh, wait.
Oh, my God. We could actually probably figure out how to do that, though, Richie. Get the instrumental version of this, somehow track it.
We can all harmonize.
Yeah, we can do that.
Right, that's very good.
That's it.
Try, Charlotte. Come on. Oh, she's a sleepy little girl over in the corner over here. All right. So let's get back to the now back to our regularly scheduled program, the 2020 TV quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Sure.
There is a television program that is getting ready to train small people to wrestle for a new reality series. Who's the host of the program? 800-510-8255.
And if you were listening 2 days ago in this hour, we gave you the answer.
Okay. Oh, I think I know.
And Roberta wasn't paying
Roberta
attention.
Coming up with
I think
ago.
I know.
Right. This is the hazards of me not being here, but I think this is good. Anyway, we'll
no,
sort of cozy
up. What are the hazards of you not being here?
When I don't know what you guys talk about when I'm here, but it's okay. Cause
we talk about something. You, Doug.
Do you really, Roberta?
Yes, we do,
congratulations.
Doug. We talk about
right.
you.
Who's the host of this program that's trying to train small folks to wrestle? It's a new reality series called Micro... Micro Wrestling is what it's called. That's a new TV show. Who would be the host of that?
When you say small folks, you mean like midgets?
Small. Yes, that's what
little
I mean.
Okay.
Yes, little. But it's politically incorrect to call
yeah.
them midgets anymore. So you call them, who's the announcer on
Vertically
Chelsea?
Challenged.
Chelsea
Vertically
lately challenged. Has an announcer who's a Hispanic midget.
Yeah, I want to hire him. His name is Chewy.
Chewy.
Yeah, I want him to be my assistant.
Yeah.
You will follow me around and repeat everything I say, Chewy. Yeah.
Hold my remote control.
800-510-8255, the name of the host
goodness.
For this new wrestling show, Micro Wrestling. All right, let's get to last night's edition of American Idol. Did you watch this, Roberta?
Actually, last night I was at a show with Daniel Radcliffe playing the lead in How to Succeed with Business.
Right. The answer to the question,
really
I guess it would be no.
Right.
No, I was live
American
theater.
Idol last
Ask
night.
Me.
Okay. Jennifer, did you watch it last night?
No, actually, last night I was sleeping. The all right,
my turn. Right,
yes, Harris, did you watch it last night?
No.
Okay.
My wife was watching last week since she was out of town. She was catching up on last week. So
Wait a minute,
why is Pio on the show? Because she's gone.
Right.
And my wife was like, dummy, this is last week's show.
There are a lot of Pio fans who've been heard from this week, for sure. I was actually watching a little bit before I fell asleep last night, and there was an Idol fan in the front row who was unbelievably fat. Why they put her there? Richie, play the cut acknowledging this fat fan in the front row.
A 19-year-old American Idol fan claims that a male studio employee wouldn't let her sit with her friends, saying she was too fat to sit in the front row with the skinny girls.
She's not even fat.
Then they told her move to behind to a seat in the back.
However, I will say the people around her said they never heard a comment like that. It's been tough to prove this exactly, but it was said.
Right.
And they said it seems to be as though American Idol fans were the fact that they gave her a great seat.
I think they moved her back. There was somebody in the front row.
Do you believe
back.
What she's selling?
That was really, really heavy. Really heavy. All right, but that's all right. It's not, you know, it's the thing is that people call attention to it and just let it go. Leave it alone. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, the 8 remaining finalists performed songs from the movies. Oh, by the way, they start the show after they pan the audience to show the person that's fat in the front row. And there's this big thing about Jennifer Lopez being named the world's most beautiful lady. I suppose we ought to listen to that a little bit, Richie. You want to do that?
Yeah.
1403.
Yeah, right here.
All right. People Magazine.
Before we get things going, a huge congratulations to Jennifer Lopez. She has just been named the world's most beautiful woman by People Magazine.
Thank you.
Well, Mark Anthony is so lucky.
Yeah, more than
the other judges, and I promised we wouldn't embarrass her tonight. But we are in the presence of
the most beautiful girl in the world. Takes my ties out, eats my candy, drinks my brandy.
All right, so I guess we got enough of that.
She is a hottie.
Yeah, she's a good looking woman. Okay, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Paul, the first performer with old-time rock and roll. Oh, wait a minute. You know what we haven't done yet? I'm into this already. We haven't done Roberta.
We haven't done me yet.
First.
Make up your mind.
Make up my mind?
I'm just, being patient with you, boss.
Are you really, Roberta? That's always the first for everything.
Queen of cheap.
Yes.
Diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
All right, Roberta, what do we have to say on today?
Well, if you've got kids, take them over to IHOP between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. during this entire month. I know we reminded you about it a few weeks ago, but we're reminding you about it again.
Got one right near my house.
You eat free at IHOP every day during April between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. However, I would check with your local IHOP first. Make sure they're participating in this promotion. Now, on Earth Day, a heads up on this April 21st, if you bring in a travel mug to your Starbucks on Earth Day, they will fill it with free coffee or tea for you.
Free!
Or you could buy, the Starbucks to-go cup and just keep going back every hour and really get yourself buzzed. free sample.
Not to mention all those frequent trips to the bathroom.
Yes. I can never pronounce it. Eucerin? Is that how you pronounce it, Jen?
No, it's Eucerin.
Eucerin. Okay. Yeah. Free sample of Eucerin everyday protection.
It's a cream for your
face. It's a cream. It's a hand cream or face cream.
It's not as good as Lumitone for under your eyes.
No, absolutely not. Today only, Redbox has 50-cent rentals. You can use the Redbox promo code Thursday. And actually, what I would do? I would, try the promo code Monday on Mondays, Tuesdays on Tuesdays, just to see if it works.
Nice, Roberta.
Tomorrow at Arby's, you get free curly fries. We have the coupon for you on the website at DougStephan.com. And at Staples between the 13th and the 16th, so starting yesterday and going through Saturday, a free ream of paper. And we have the coupon for you. Just go to the website. And you can print it out and get free paper at Staples.
Free.
So lots of good stuff.
All right, check it out, DougStephan.com. The box is below the good damn. Just looking at the Doug Stephan website right now. A lot of cute things. Charlotte and Frank are still on my bed in California, even though I'm not there anymore in California. The Queen of Cheap can really save you money. Check it out every day. Freebie Friday tomorrow. something to look forward to. All right, so we got to get back to American Idol in a moment. First, though, let's get an answer to our 2020 quiz, a 2020 television quiz, asking for the identity of the host of this new program, Training Small People to Wrestle. Here's Gabriel in Texas. Hi, Gabriel. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi. How's it going?
Well, how about with you?
Oh, not so bad.
That's good. So what's the name? Who is the person identified as the host of this new show?
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, the Hulkster.
The Hulkster.
Is getting into another television program. How does he talk? It's all like, ah. It's all, ah. Am I doing well with Hulk Hogan?
No.
Come on, and wrestle with us.
Hey, all you Hulkamaniacs. Now, that's better. That's how can I beat you with that?
Listen, you probably practiced more than I have on that. All right, no. So, Gabriel, you're going to hold on. Did you watch American Idol last night, Gabriel?
No, I missed it. I wanted to see the country guy thing, too, and I missed it.
All right, well, we're going to have him for you in just a minute, so don't go away.
I think he's going to win.
Mm-hmm. You think he's going to win? I like him.
I think he's going to win, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. But they were favorable toward everybody last night, except, let's see, who was it that didn't?
You said Haley.
I think, yeah, Haley did not. She did Call Me by Blondie. And Randy wasn't crazy about that. Let's see if we can get a bit and piece of all of this. Plus, Jennifer has some of the other late-breaking television news, if there is such a thing. 17 before the hour now, and good day.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy feet, coming through.
This week, get extra laundry detergent for $1.49 and M&M's for $1.97 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
All right, so here we are at American Idol. It's 14 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I suppose we need to, Jennifer, pay attention to the fate of Pia Toscano, who's got more press after having been voted off American Idol.
It was the best thing that could have happened to her.
If it happened, you know, a couple of weeks from now, especially since there's no way she would have won anything, the whole shebang. Anyway,
right. And you know, she got a record deal offered to her by Jimmy Iovine from Interscope Records, but then they pulled it because she's got to stay with American Idol for a certain amount of time.
Yeah, Well, anytime Jimmy Iovine wants you, you're doing all right. He's Janet Jackson's producer, basically.
Really?
Yeah, he does work with Springsteen, too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the guy's amazing.
But there are a lot of people who are angry still about I've seen it described as the shock of Pia being voted off.
It was the same thing when Jennifer Hudson got voted off to number four. Yeah,
matter of fact, Jennifer Hudson wrote, quote, "As long as she walked away with a voice, she'll be okay."
Yeah.
Just hate to see talent like that go.
We had Danny Gokey on the show yesterday, who was, what, number four also?
He was three.
He was three.
Yeah.
Guy's doing very well.
Yeah.
So it should be fun.
Anyway.
Well, although she's down at number nine, but she'll still be fun.
She is?
Yeah, she'll go on tour. She's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Trust me on this one. She's dating Mark Ballas. Come on.
You know, I'm just looking at all of this stuff, this hoopla, the rumors that Tia has, that Pia has a record contract. There's this Mark Ballas. You were just talking about him as a crush.
Oh, no, they've been on dates. They're dating each
other. With Pia?
Yeah, they're dating each other.
Oh, really? How'd they find each other? Where's one show
Pia
recording?
Pia had a. They both tape at the same lot. Pia had a crush on Mark.
No, they're at the CBS lot. They do it at the CBS studio.
Right. So Pia had a crush on Mark. She gave a note to her friend who works with Chris Jericho on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, yeah?
Chris Jericho got the note and gave it to Mark Ballas, and Mark Ballas called her.
That's right. It works fine. And but I, you know what I also find, as I look through some of the stories here, there are at least four stories about this Ashley Kaufman, the 19-year-old that was told she was too fat to sit in the front row.
And she doesn't look that fat. And the producers say they just moved her four seats back with the rest of her party, that she was still in some of the best seats in the house. So who knows? Man. It could be a publicity.
All right.
So before we get into the American Idol singers.
Yes, Rich.
And how they did.
Yes.
Our production department here has taken you guys, you and Michael and Jennifer.
You and Michael and Jennifer. You mean me?
No, you weren't around for this conversation, and neither was I. They had a conversation. They thought it would sound good to music. So here is the trio of Doug Steffen, Michael Fortier, Mrs. Michael Fortier, and Jennifer Horn singing about the...
Who's the
dictator? Gbagbo?
Gbagbo.
Gbagbo, the dictator in Africa.
How to pronounce his name.
How to pronounce the names of some of these presidents.
Former president.
Laurent.
His name is spelled G-B-A-G-B-O. Gbagbo. Gbagbo.
Gbagbo.
Gbagbo.
Gbagbo.
Gbagbo or Gbagbo.
But there are all of these names.
Gbagbo.
I'm with Michael.
I think Michael might be right on
that. Gbagbo.
Gbagbo. I like Gbagbo.
I do too.
Wikipedia says Gbagbo.
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 Gbagbo. Gbagbo.
Should we have a contest?
Gbagbo.
Al needs to find something more serious to do.
I am so excited. We were auto-tuned for the first time, Doug.
You can probably find some of that stuff every day if you wanted to.
Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, I'm predicting, as I look at all this stuff, that Haley's the next one to get booted.
I think it's time for a boy to go. I'm ready for Paul.
Here's what we're going to do. I want Jennifer to give us some television news. When we're going to take the 53 slot and play some of the performances from last night, because Tom Kreidler's not here, so we'll do that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, Jennifer, what else in the world of television?
All right, little program reminder, the TV Land Awards will be this Sunday. You can check them out from New York City. John Travolta, Bill Cosby, Michael J. Fox are going to honor Regis Philbin, Daryl Hall, John Oates. Very cool. It'll be a fun one. And they're doing a reunion of The Facts of Life. I love that show.
No.
Kelsey Grammer has a brand new project. He's getting into the reality TV biz. He started his own production company, and he's got interest from several networks. He's going to be focusing a show on three single women living in New York City that started ThatsNotOkayNewYork.com, which points out things that are not quite right. People that wear bad things or inappropriately, you know, behaving and all that kind of stuff. Now, did you see Oprah when the SNL people were on?
No.
Jane Curtin called John Belushi a misogynist, basically, and said that he said that he would try to sabotage pieces that were written by women because he just thought women are just fundamentally not funny.
Well, he didn't think it. He thought it because he's not with us any longer.
Right. Uh-huh. So that's what she was getting at. Now, speaking of Oprah, she's got President Barack Obama in one of the last episodes of the show. Was that a big surprise? Didn't she already have him? Plus, Charlie Sheen says he's 85%.
Not in the biblical sense.
I know. Plus, Charlie Sheen says he's 85% sure he'll be back on Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who think that he's going
to
be back.
A lot of people are saying that. Plus, 51. Chris Rock may go to CNN.
What for?
To host a show.
Chris I just Rock? Saw him on Broadway. Yeah. He was really good.
earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Have you got ants in your pants? Why do you keep getting up and leaving and putting Mrs. Fortier in the... And then you have to tell her what to do and... Remember what to do, and
I'm producing a television show and a radio show.
Yeah,
here,
yeah,
so
right.
I have to go get up and tend to the television show.
Well, this is more important.
Yes.
By the way, from the gossip department today, Scarlett Johansson apparently yesterday moved in with Sean Penn.
Yeah, I saw that, and you know how you told us that she was pregnant, and I said, "Oh, she probably just ate something," you know.
Uh-huh.
Okay, she looks pregnant.
Yeah.
I would fuel those rumors.
Would you?
I would.
She
right.
works quick, man.
Yeah, maybe it's not his. You remember when I was with Hillary? She was pregnant when I met her, and I wasn't the father.
That is
that
strange.
Happens.
But
yeah.
We won't go there.
Anyway, so his children are 20 and 17 with Robin Wright. They live with him, and so they're in on this act, too. As they get along nicely, apparently. It's like three kids and the father in the same house. Seems a little weird.
Isn't he kind of like a kid himself, though?
Maybe, yeah. Probably. Okay. Let's see here. Back to American Idol. Tom Kreidler is on the road this week, so we're going to forego our Money Pit conversation. And a lot of people want to know what's going on in American Idol anyway. We didn't get to Paul playing old-time rock and roll, did we?
No, you want to.
Right, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's
Not bad today.
No, not bad.
I never miss a back of days.
That was bad.
Yeah, I like this either. All right, let's keep moving. Steven seemed to like it. J-Lo, sort of like lukewarm, it seems. Next up, we have Lauren performing The Climb by Miley Cyrus.
We have a whole slew of Pia fans out there.
No.
That
was
this song. You can go take those
Jimmy
fans.
Told Lauren to get the Pia fans.
I know that's a little cold, but you got to think like that.
Put them in a bag.
You love Pia? Right, you miss her. I saw you crying, right? Okay, how do I get her votes?
Jimmy, who's that?
Jimmy Iovine.
What's he doing on the program?
He's the amazing producer that told Pia that she could have a.
All right.
You can sell them whatever you want. Make
this is Will I Am. All right, we don't care. Let's go to the performance, Richie. On to the videotape.
I'm taking every move I make feels lost with no direction.
This is better than Miley Cyrus's version.
My faith is shaking.
This young lady is a good-looking young lady.
Yeah.
She's cute. Yeah, she's very cute. Now she's only 16?
Yep.
Wow.
Dirty old man.
Dirty bird.
I plead the fifth.
Too late.
I was watching. This is what I watched last night before I fell off. J-Lo and Randy and Tyler all said she did a great job. So up next here is Stefano Langano.
I'm ready for him to go, too.
Really? And this song's called End of the Road.
Perfect.
Boys to Men song. It doesn't sound special. At this point, don't these people have to sound special?
Yeah. When my wife was watching last week's version, listen here. I thought it was a woman. I wasn't watching. Yeah. I was just hearing it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a woman when he was singing Percy Sledge from last week's show.
All right, let's get to the one everybody likes. This is Scotty performing last night. Scotty McCreery doing Cross My Heart, George Strait song.
Song.
He does look like the guy from Mad Magazine, though.
I know.
Yeah. Alfred E. Newman.
Yeah.
I want this to be my wedding song.
Yeah. You want to marry this kid?
No. I could be his mother, ish. Or his older sister, at least.
All right, crank it over, Jess. They look as true as mine. Have that deep voice, small, young kid like that. Pretty amazing. They look as true. All right, so the judge is like this. He's moving along. He's doing fine. Casey up next. Casey Abrams, Nature Boy, and Nat King Cole song. How'd they pick the music this week?
Movie.
And we spoke of many things, fools and kings. This he said to me.
Sounds a little like Nat King Cole.
It's not bad.
No. J-Love loved it. Tyler liked it. Okay, here's the one that seems to be questionable. Haley performing a Blondie song, Call Me.
Oh, this ought to be bad.
Jennifer didn't like it. Randy didn't like it.
It's like, I like it. All right. Spanish?
French.
This is weird. All right, I think she's going to get the boot. Let's see what happens tonight. American Idol in the focus on Good Day at 59 past the hour.